It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, girl. Welcome back to the Fox Across America Game Ball, brought to you by the fine folks at Fox Across America. As you know, every Saturday, I pull my life together after a raucous Friday night. They find me on the park bench, poke me with a stick, splash some water into my face, and they're like, you got to get down to Fox and record this podcast intro. And I do. Today is a particularly busy day because we're doing the game ball, and then I will be off to do multiple hits with Neil Cavuto in the 10 a.m. hour and again an 11 a.m. hour. And then tonight at 10 p.m. I'm joining Lawrence Jones on Lawrence Jones Cross Country. So they're getting a couple of innings out of your radio buddy today on the TV side. But before we take the field, we've got to give out the game ball to this week's contest winner, who is, of course, the man who has the number one song on iTunes right now. Think about that. That's such a crazy thing to me. As a guy who grew up listening to, like, the Casey Kasem Countdown, the American Top 40, that whole thing, to be talking to the guy who's actually number one in the country, John Rich. Country music superstar, save a horse, ride a cowboy, big and rich, all that stuff. The fail is always, Blair, we're coming to your city when we're on the road going somewhere, which we are. This week we'll be down in Houston because who doesn't love a 122-degree Saturday? That's where we'll be next weekend. But in the meantime, John Rich, one half of Big and Rich, the owner of the number one song in America. That was a big accolade for him, but this is obviously the much bigger benchmark. It is the Fox Across America game ball, and it goes to my main man, John Rich, who joined us in studio to not only talk about the song, the songwriting process, the state of country music, the state of this country. I loved the whole thing, man, and I love John Rich because I've known him as a Fox personality for about 5 years now, and I've watched his evolution of, I'm just like a guy in a flashy jacket who loves America and is here to tell a bunch of jokes and sing some songs, into a full-on, all-hands-on-deck political pugilist who loves Republicans and Democrats equally. He does, to be fair, but he loves the country, and he doesn't like what they're doing to it, and I've loved watching him become like a protector of freedom, because we need them. We act like we do. I don't mean to get all crazy and patriotic and sing Lee Greenwood on you, because I got a TV set to get to. So enjoy John Rich. He's an actual singer and a great interview as well.
Man, what a day. It's good.
Wow.
I couldn't think of a better guy to sit with to celebrate this little success we're having today.
Number one, just allow me, excuse me, this musical interlude.
Well, we're moving on.
There it is. It's the Jeffersons. We are moving on up.
To the east side.
To the east side. And we're taking the championship belt with us. Congratulations, man.
I appreciate it. It was a song. It's a straight-ahead little country song, 3 minutes long. But I wrote it because I'm so frustrated with everything going on, like everybody. Mm-hmm. But the irony struck me so hard that all these things happening to our country right now are being done under the banner of progress,
yes,
of that word. I'm like, this is what you call progress, and yeah, you look on the news and you see all the terrible things happening. This is mm-hmm. progress to them, to yep. the people that are doing it. I thought, okay, this deserves a song. So I set out and wrote the song, Stick Your Progress Where the Sun Don't Shine, Keep Your Big Mess Away From Me and Mine. If you'd leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. So stick your progress where the sun don't shine. And I put it out. And I thought, well, I hope people like it. I look up and they go, hey, John, you might want to check the chart. You're at number one. You just knocked Lizzo out of number one.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
That is insane, man. Good for you.
But you know, it's a comment on, I think, where Americans are at today.
Yes.
What they care about.
Yeah, because here's the thing, and I just want to add to what you're saying in the brilliant lyrics, is that they're apolitical. Okay, you don't have to be a conservative to get what this song means.
Right.
Okay, because you don't wind up polling at 30% as Joe Biden if the liberals aren't abandoning the air quote progress just the same.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's driving this thing, and the fact that it's a great song, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's done so many terrible things in a row that now it's gone way outside of political boundaries. Everybody has to buy gas. Yeah. Everybody has to buy groceries. Everybody's got crime in their town. Everybody's got fentanyl blowing through their cities because it's coming across the border. Everybody watched what happened in Afghanistan. We all saw all these things. And so Biden said he was going to unify the country. I think he pretty much has done that against him and against what he's done. The one poll said 88% of Americans say America's on the wrong track.
Think about that. This is the way I try to explain that to people. Imagine we hail an Uber XL, big, you know, big Escalade. 10 of us get into this Uber. 9 of us are convinced the driver is going the wrong way on the highway. Okay.
Right.
Either the other guy's hammered too, you know, but right. Either way you slice it, we probably need another Uber driver, do we not?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, this little song, that's where it comes into play, that country music's always kind of been that format that had a populist kind of an edge to it when things were going on. Haggard did it before. He had a song called "You're Walking on the Fighting Side of Me." Mm-hmm. He had "We Don't Smoke Marijuana in Muskogee."
Yeah, I remember.
Well, that was a big controversial thing to say at that point, but he was making a point. So yeah. I'm just kind of following in the footsteps of those guys and just kind of calling it like I see it.
I love it. John Rich is in studio. And to Haggard's point, I don't know that song would resonate in Nashville today, because I've been backstage in Nashville a few times and I've picked up some fragrant vibes is all I'll say. I don't need you to dignify that with a response. It just made me feel homesick for New York. I'm like, wow, it smells like the subway.
Yeah, pretty much every bar smells like Willie Nelson is playing there. Yeah, pretty much.
That's a great way to say it, man. Well, let me ask you this. When we talk about the country and the fact that there's like a war on reality today, I'm sure you covered this on Outnumbered. They changed the definition of recession to accommodate the administration.
Right.
But don't you think if you just put half the time into solving the problems that you did into like rebranding them, they'd be in a better spot than they are?
Well, it's lipstick on a pig.
Yeah,
it's polishing
really
a turd, as we would say out in the country. I mean, it's still a turd. It still stinks. When you do it this bad for this long and hit that many people, there's no narrative that's going to change it.
Yeah.
The real question that starts to crop up with people, I'm out touring on the road, Jimmy, right now. I'm all over the United States. And what they're starting to think is this question: why are they doing this to us? Mm-hmm. Why are they doing it? Because when you see their polls tanking and they're so awful, yet they double down and triple down on the same bad ideas and make them even worse – well, why are they doing that? Mm-hmm. And regular common sense people are starting to answer their own questions. They're saying, oh, they're doing it to dismantle our country and get us all under control. That's what they're doing.
It sure feels that way, you know, with a lot of the regulations we've been hit with. And the big one right now is obviously gas. When they talk about electric vehicles and we're saving the world.
Yeah.
First of all, as you know, the infrastructure for electric vehicles is just a straight sellout to China.
Of course.
They're manufacturing most of it at the expense of us. But the bigger thing is, I think if you were to ask people, people don't care. If, like, you look at the polling, climate change is in the top 10 issue right now. Like,
it's 1%. I think people said they care about that the most.
You know, a term we use on this show, and I think you agree with, is like, I don't use the term white privilege. I use the term American privilege, though. I think if you were born here, you have a unique American privilege. Better to be you than it is anywhere else in the world. But I think if you were going to deploy a term like privilege, I think climate change and the people prioritizing it are the most privileged people in the world. Because imagine where you've got to be to have the luxury to care about the weather in 50 years.
That's a great point.
Most people I know are worried about very today things.
Well, the kids super gluing their hands to these priceless paintings.
Yeah.
Why don't they super glue their hands to Al Gore's jet that he flew in on to give his speech? If you really want to protest something, protest the G7 that just flew 4 hours to get there and's got to fly 4 hours back with one guy sitting on it drinking champagne and eating a ribeye. I mean, that's what that's what he's doing. So the whole thing's nonsense, and that's why I said, you know, stick it where the sun don't shine, which is the nicest way to possibly say it. It's very Mayberry. Mm-hmm. I didn't use any cuss words in this song. I just spoke like a regular country guy.
This is what I wanted to ask you. John Rich is on the line. Okay, we're talking about his number one smash hit, Progress. Number one on iTunes. Take that, Lizzo. Okay, what is, in theory, the more pointed statement for someone from the country? Is it stick it where the sun don't shine, or is it bless your heart? Because I know bless your heart on paper sounds like a non-threatening gesture, but it's your middle finger.
Yeah, but bless your heart is the most condescending thing you could you could tell somebody. It's like, well, bless your heart, like, you poor idiot. You know, stick it where the sun don't shine. is past bless your heart. That's like, okay, now I'm done with you. Why don't you stick it where the sun don't shine? It's like what my granny would have said. And if she ever said that, it's time to move on.
We were done here.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you go past bless your heart. I love this.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely at a bless your heart moment with a lot of policies in this country. And we're hearing more talk about 2024 and the next presidential election than probably any in the history of any presidency. Meaning, you know, in sports, they call it garbage time when one team is up 19-2 and there's just nothing, they're not talking about the game. They're just talking about other things.
Yeah.
We've entered garbage time in a presidency because I don't think any self-respecting person thinks he's running again. Do you see a world? I know Joe Biden says he's running again, but as I said, no serious person thinks he's running again. Do you see a world where Biden goes for another go with us or no?
I don't think so. I mean, if you look up go on the internet and look up the signs of dementia, mm-hmm. and then go watch him operate.
Yeah.
And then go look up the penalties for elder abuse and go read that. You'll go, that's what's happening right now. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't matter. There's guys his age that aren't like that. There's a guy named Art Laffer who's almost 90, who's one of the sharpest guys in the world. He could be the president probably, Art Laffer. It's not the age. There's something going on with this guy physically that's not there. And you wonder if they didn't pick him knowing he had that issue so they could just literally maneuver him any which way they wanted
to. That's interesting because you're right to say he's the vessel. Like he's not in charge so much as he's just the guy that has to sign the thing they tell him to.
Yeah, it's
– I wouldn't let
my grandfather do something like that.
No, I agree. It's
shameful. There would be a family meeting. You would sit down and go, okay, guys, mm-hmm. grandpa shouldn't be doing this anymore. Let's find something else for him to do. But they didn't do that. They put him out on the stage and they feed him his notes and they feed him his lines. And he says what he stumbles through it and then moves on down the road. And this is where our country's at that make you wonder why China's wanting to move and why Russia's moving. And
it looks weak beyond everything else we say.
Have we ever looked any more weak than we look right now?
We got a guy shaking hands with invisible people. And the defense last week was, oh, no. He wasn't shaking hands. He was pointing. I'm like, no. The point is not the hand gesture. It's the invisible person.
Right.
He could have high-fived him. Well, there's nobody there.
Maybe he sees something we don't see, Jimmy.
This is like the sixth sense. This is like M. Night Shyamalan
movie.
Maybe
it's a superpower.
I'm telling you. He's actually sharper than you're giving him credit for, John Rich.
I mean, when the movie's over, we'll all see there was actually somebody there. I don't know.
Well, bless your heart.
I kid.
I laugh, but I don't see it. Do you think there's a world where the Trump man comes back down the escalator, or you think it's just big talk by Big Don? You think he's going to do it again?
I think he's going to do it again.
You think Biden made the case for him, basically? I mean, in truth, Biden's made a stronger case for Trump's leadership than even Trump could.
Well, I mean, you see, so I'm from Texas. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a neighborhood called Tierra Grande, so all my friends were Hispanic kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see the Hispanic vote has dropped down to 19%, I think, approval rating of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just unheard of. They talk about turning Texas blue, not when you have 19% approval. So, you know, things like illegal immigration, you know who hates illegal immigration more than anybody? Legal immigrants hate it more than anybody else.
Great
and
point.
You got a lot of those people living in Texas, really good, hardworking American people that immigrated here. So I don't see anybody winning this thing other than the conservative side, and I hope Trump does step back in. I think a lot of people are wishing, man, there's a lot of things personally maybe I don't like about him, but he got results.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day. Do you care if your pilot is not the most up-and-up guy maybe on every level? Do you care that he can land the plane? You know what I mean? I care that he can land the plane.
No question. But in the history of middle fingers, this would be the biggest one ever given if he can win it again.
Epic.
It would be epic. It would be the most.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you think Biden will even make it?
No.
To 24.
I honestly really don't. I mean, he's in that bad a shape. It's like if you watch it every day, people on the internet have the luxury of just watching the clips, you know, where you see him forget what he's saying in the middle of a sentence. But that's actually not the bad part. If you watch the whole speech, it's worse because you see the pauses. You see the, you know, getting his bearings. You see the stumbling for words.
Or whispering and then screaming
Yeah, we react to the highlight reels, which is, I called somebody the wrong name.
Right.
But it's actually worse when he keeps up with the group. I actually don't think he makes it to the end of the presidency, but that's terrifying.
But see, I'm going to step out on a little different level out here and ask another question. Why would the liberals and the Democrats want somebody like Joe Biden to be the president so they could get their agendas out there, knowing it was going to absolutely crush him? Why did they do that? if you look up in Canada, Justin Trudeau is now passing a bill to reduce fertilizer by 30% in Canada, which Canada is one of the biggest grain belts on the planet. Mm-hmm. We have a food crisis going on around the world, and he's going to shut 30% of the fertilizer
for the environment.
Yeah, so these guys are all part of the same club.
Yeah,
Trudeau, Biden, Macron, all these guys get together in these rooms and they have these meetings about how do we take over the world? Klaus Schwab, how do we take over the world? Mm-hmm. All these people, they're globalists, and we're not.
Yep.
We love our country, and you should love your country, and we'll figure out how to do business together. I really think this has been a plan for a long time to see this country get knocked around like it is right now. But I do think the American people and the principles we're founded on will survive it and get to the other side. That's why I wrote the song with kind of a grin on my face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, it's not a downer of a song.
No,
it's kind of like, we're going to be all right, but hey, for now, why don't you just stick it where the sun don't shine? You know? I know, right? It puts a smile. We need to laugh these days.
Yes, we do. And again, the fact that the song went to number one means you're right that we're going to be okay, because it means enough people agree that we are going to get through this, and we do prioritize those things. Josh, can we play out on a little bit of this? Because it's just, I'm having such a good time with this song today. I'm sorry to do this to you.
No, play it.
Listen to you. I'm telling you, you got a future in this business, kid. You stick with me. I'll make a few phone calls around there.
I'll keep practicing. Let go, Jesus. Let government say you can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Stick your progress
where the sun don't shine. Keep you good. A perfect game. You threw a perfect game.
I appreciate it.
All right, Nolan Ryan. Carry him off the field. Dump the Gatorade on him. John Rich, check it out on iTunes. The song is called Progress. Man, you're just such a great American. We appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate it, Jimmy.
All right, John Rich, congratulations. You got the game ball. That's a winner. I am out of here. You can catch me tonight on Lawrence Jones Cross Country. Monday, we'll be back on Gutfeld if you're into that sort of thing. But whatever you do, man, the world's on fire. Roast a couple of marshmallows. Live it up. Have a laugh. Listen to a song you like. Cook something good. I'll be stuffing my fat face all weekend. I'll see you guys on TV, and I will see you at the gym Monday morning.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.